Hello, my friends. This is Paul Drockton, and this is True Religion Radio, where we get to the crux of the gospel in Jesus Christ, history, philosophy, and everything in between. So today we're going to talk about signs. Now, if you read the New Testament, you'll see that one of the things that the Pharisees demanded of Jesus Christ was to see a sign, for him to show them a sign. Now, I want you to think about this, how ludicrous, how ridiculous this is. Here you have a man, right, who really is an outsider, born in the stable, a carpenter's son, right? Probably fixed people's furniture, and literally did not have the education of the learned, right? And yet, he has the power to heal the blind. He has the power to heal the leper. He has the power to cast out devils. He has the power to raise the dead. And they're demanding a sign? I mean, what do you call that? You know, I have a very simple belief. If you can't do it, but God does, that's called a miracle. It's also a sign. And the Pharisees knew this. Now understand, let's pretend Jesus Christ had called down a legion of angels to stand in line at a pulpit and to testify that he was the Christ. Would that have made a difference with the Pharisees or the Sadducees? Of course not, because they were not lovers of the truth. They did not have any faith. See, faith always precedes the miracle. Jesus Christ never went up to one of the Pharisees and, cured them of their illness as a non-believer or without faith and said to them, oh, there you go, there's your sign, now you can believe in me. He never did that, because faith is the requirements, the law. Without faith, there is no miracle. Now, if you look at things historically, you're going to see that when the faith of the people is weak or wanes, then the miracles cease, right? See, miracles are the fruit of faith. And if you think about it, in our generation, how many people basically sit back and say, well, if God gives me a sign, then I'll believe, right? He's got to prove himself to you. He's got to show himself. Look, if he were to do that, let me explain how this works. First of all, if you trust in your eyes, and if you trust in your ears, and if you trust in your mind, then you're going to have an illusion that's going to be just as powerful presented to you by the adversary, by the devil. And then you're going to go back to saying, well, that must have just been my imagination. You'll be like Ebenezer Scrooge. Maybe it was a piece of food that I ate, right? And I just hallucinated. See, that's how it works. So for those that rely on their eyes, that rely on their ears, that rely on their mind or what they can touch, you're always going to be deceived. Those individuals that understand the workings of the Spirit, that truly exercise faith, which, by the way, is to believe in things that are true but unseen. You haven't seen anything, but you believe they're true. Why? Because God in his grace has permitted you to have a spiritual witness, which, by the way, was a process, even for you. So I want you to think about it. You're an individual, right? You learn the commandments. It says, thou shalt not steal. Now, there's no qualification there. The Lord doesn't say, unless you're this or that. No, don't steal. What is he really saying? Well, Jesus Christ said, basically, that the Lord would provide. Give us this day our daily bread. Consider the lilies of the valley. Consider the birds of the air. And then he explains, you're worth more than many sparrows, right? And then consider the fact that he was able to feed 5,000 with five loaves and a few fishes. And you understand that really, everything's in his hands. And if you have faith, then miracles will follow. So don't steal. Put it in his hands. And what I can tell you is your faith will be tested. Meaning, you might go hungry for a while. You might even come close to starvation. But if you have faith, the Lord may deliver you. He can deliver you. And if he doesn't, then guess what? You go to paradise anyway. I mean, that's what I call win-win. Now, let's go forward. There's individuals who say, well, I've got cancer. If God's real, he will heal me. Well, God is real. But the fact that you're not being healed has nothing to do with him and has everything to do with you. Have you considered maybe that you've completed your mission in mortality and it's time to move on? Have you considered the possibility that your faith is weak? Have you considered the possibility that you don't have a relationship with him? He doesn't know who you are. So when you pray, your prayers are in vain. Or possibly you've shown no mercy to your fellow men. And as a result, God doesn't have the ability to show mercy to you. Consider that. I'm not telling you that's how you are. I don't know. Only you know God know that. I know this. There's multiple reasons for death. I know this. That individuals that are righteous, death is sweet to them because they go from mortality where we struggle through this veil of tears to an immortal world, right? A world of spirits where there is no pain, no suffering for the righteous. It's only paradise. It's beautiful, gorgeous. And people rest from their labors until the resurrection, right? Now for the wicked, not so much. Because they didn't repent and because they didn't seek forgiveness and because they never never chose to humble themselves before God, literally acknowledging all of their evil deeds and doing the best they could to repair the damage. Because of that, well, they're going to have to suffer for their sins because they would not allow the atonement of Jesus Christ to give them relief, forgiveness, right? Come, let us reason together, says the Lord. Though your sins be as scarlet, they shall become white as wool. It's that simple, my friends. So, don't be a sign seeker. Now, Jesus Christ also said, a wicked and adulterous generation seeketh after a sign. Meaning what? Well, adulterers. What's an adulterer? It's an individual who doesn't honor their commitment to their spouse. They don't honor their marriage. And because of this, they're sensual, they're devilish, and they rely on physical stimulation. They rely on pleasure, right? And the irony is that if God would appear to them, they would literally shrink, probably be destroyed, because he's a man of holiness. Holiness is his name. And he's like a burning fire. And literally, his presence destroys all corruption. So if God gave them what they wanted, well, they'd be destroyed in the flesh. So maybe they shouldn't be asking for that. Maybe what they should be doing is trying to establish a relationship with God through prayer, through reading the scriptures. And I can tell you that reading the scriptures is probably the best way for you to begin to understand a relationship that you can have with God. Jesus Christ was a perfect man, and also was God. He set the right example. He set the perfect example. We can replicate his life, and we will enjoy all of the power that God can give to us. And also, you will see many, many, many miracles. And it says that these signs shall follow them that believe. In my name they shall cast out devils. They shall heal the sick. They cause the blind to see, the lame to walk, right? To raise the dead. They're all promised to those people of faith. So I think the biggest weakness we have in this generation is too many people rely on what they can see, what they can touch, what they can hear, and they have zero reliance on faith. Faith is the strength of the spirit of man. It's the strength of our spirit and its relationship with God. It's the only thing that will hold things together during times of trial. And we've had a long period of peace and prosperity in this land. And when those trials come, Jesus Christ says that if your house is built upon the sand, right, then that house is going to fall. However, those that have built their house upon the rock, which is the spirit of revelation, which is communication between God and man, which comes through prayer and scripture study, those individuals will be able to endure the storms, regardless of how hard the wind blows or the storm rages, they will not suffer loss. This is Paul Drockton. God bless, my friends, and have a great day.